Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. In my previous podcast, I spoke about mindfulness and finding at least 20 minutes of quiet time. I hope that you were able to practice that or at least figure out a way to add this to your daily schedule. Now, if you did, how did you feel about it? Was it easy? Was it difficult? Let me know. At the end of this audio, there is a questionnaire, so go ahead and answer the questions, and that would definitely help me out. All right. So, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, this was very difficult for me. I had to create a space and a time to do this, and even then, I could not quiet my mind long enough to reach that level of quietness. So, I decided to join a meditation class. Although it was a beginner's course, I found that many of the participants had already reached that level of quietness. And so during the first session, I was at a complete loss. But not wanting to disturb the quiet, I was compelled to just complete the 20 minutes in silence. This 20 minutes was very painful, as during this time, my mind was just whirling with all sorts of thoughts. And at some point, I was a little tempted to grab my pencil and my paper and jot some things down, or grab my phone, open up the notes, take a couple of notes. But I did not want to disrupt the class. So this became the longest 20 minutes ever. During that 20 minutes, I did, however, open my eyes, and I did notice that every participant appeared to be in a place of peace and calmness. I was very saddened by this. I felt that perhaps meditation was not for me. After the class, I lingered long enough to speak with the instructor. I told her I cannot find that sense of peacefulness or that quietness. With that, she smiled and told me that that was not unusual for first-time participants. At that point, I thought she was just going to push me out the door. But instead, she took me aside, told me to have a seat, and told me she was going to help me. She began by teaching me the breathing method that she used. So, this is how she explained it. We inhale to the count of seven, and then we hold for the count of seven. We release for the count of seven, and hold for the count of seven. We did this a couple of times. She told me that eventually I would learn the rhythm of this 7-7-7-7, and it would become easier, because even with that, I had a difficult time. So she told me that we were going to go through this meditation together. She was going to guide me, and she wanted me to talk to her to let her know what was going through my mind. She explained the easiest way was to focus on just one item. So she told me, let's focus on a box. And so we began. I did the breathing, and I imagined and focused on a box that I was holding in my hands. And my mind, of course, began to ask questions. What kind of box? She answered, square. What size of box? Small enough to hold in the palm of your hands. What color? And is there something in the box? And how heavy? This box is completely empty. There is no color. In fact, it is a clear box. Not clear? What about the lines that form the box? Begin at any corner of the box and remove the corner. Follow the line to the next corner, then remove the line and that corner. Continue this until all the corners and lines are gone. So as I did this, it took me a few minutes. And as I'm removing each and every line, I am completely focused on the task at hand. When I got to the last line and corner, this is when I realized I had reached the quiet, the stillness, peace, silence. I could see the emptiness and feel the energy. I couldn't quite call this nirvana, but if I knew what nirvana was, I'm sure this was very close to it. And with that, I even felt very close to divinity. I felt safe and secure. My body felt as if it were completely healed. It was like no other feeling I had ever experienced. It was amazing. It was at this point my mind began to wander, of course, and I was out of meditation. I opened my eyes, I looked at her, and I said, "Wow, that was an amazing 20 minutes. Of course, she laughed and she said, "Well, maybe 2 to 3 minutes. But it seems so much longer, and I totally felt rejuvenated. So this is why 20 minutes is so valuable to me. In the previous podcast, I spoke about the law of attraction. This 20 minutes is the premise of the law of attraction. The reason why most people don't succeed is they allow their mind to wander and focus on other thoughts. It's at this point that you need to try to remove each one of those thoughts. Your mind believes everything you tell it. So when you say, "I want to focus on a new job," it will take on that task. But just like that box in my example, your subconscious mind begins to question everything about the new job, including all the negative thoughts. When this happens, you are no longer focused on the one object. And just like the box in my example, you need to remove the blocks and thoughts that prevent you from maintaining that focus. All of these distractions prevent you from reaching your goal. The most difficult distraction is a result of trauma. Trauma includes emotions, and until you locate the root cause of these emotions, they will continue to block your focus. Emotions are preserved by the subconscious. The subconscious is created to protect you from the trauma. As a hypnotherapist, I teach you how to quiet your conscious mind so that we can work with the subconscious and remove the inherent block. As a life coach, I work with different modalities to aid you in permanently removing those blocks, allowing you to focus and reach your goal. All right, so thank you for listening today. Remember to share this audio with others. Now grab your cup of coffee and let's get caffeinated. Talk to you tomorrow.